The roads were a little wet on the way in. I think that there is some good news for now. Can you give us more?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't call this a day to dry out, but it's certainly a day to catch up and clean up. We are in a calm before our third storm, if you will, and so that certainly is good news. The flood stage of the river looks like it's diminished a bit, at least the projections. Although we are looking at still the likelihood of the Russian River hitting above around 34 feet Sunday night into Monday, with a peak of 36 feet on early Tuesday morning. So we're still, our evacuation warning is still in effect. We'll be following those numbers very carefully. We still have, as of 6 this morning, we have 8,244 customers without power and 24 road closures. So we still want to caution people to drive carefully if you need to be out. This will be a day when it will still be a little wet out there, but not as rainy. But we will be preparing for the storms to come, additional storms to come, beginning tomorrow into Sunday.
Paul, you're becoming a regular on the KSRO Morning News. Hopefully we'll eventually not have you on anymore. So heading into the storms this weekend, if you do see flooding, if you do see a downed tree block on a roadway or power lines, what should you do? Who should you call?
Yeah, well, we do encourage people to call PG&E, alert them when they see outages. We do encourage people to maintain, go to socoemergency.org. We have all the information there that they may need about getting sandbags, if they need something or if they need assistance in any way. We have all the information there, and also evacuation zones that are covered under the evacuation warning. And if we go to any orders, mandatory orders, we will have those. For evacuations, we'll have all that information posted there. So we give regular updates on, and we have a weather map there. People can locate, see where there are flooding, where flooding is occurring, either minor or moderate or major. It's a really great interactive weather map. You can even plug in your own address and see if you're in a flood warning area. So we encourage people to go to socoemergency.org and follow the county on Facebook. If you're on social media, we have regular updates we push out throughout the day.
We're speaking with Sonoma County Public Information Officer Paul Gullickson. Paul, we spoke with the superintendent for the electrical company up in Healdsburg. He was very happy to announce that there were no outages in Healdsburg. They're separate from PG&E. Now, our producer, Daniel Trucius, has been trying to get our PG&E representative for this area on air. She has not been responsive. Can you tell us, does the county work with PG&E at all? Can you give us an update on electricity and restoration at all? And I know that's not your area, but I've got to ask.
Yeah, no, we work very closely with PG&E, the county does. And we have, we are out there. We had crews out there yesterday. As you've heard and been reporting, it was a mess yesterday. Our roads were, with the strong winds that we had, we had a lot of debris in the road, downed trees. Our Transportation Public Works, which is now called Public Infrastructure, our county department, those crews were out there along with Permit Sonoma and PG&E working hand in hand and getting redressing down power lines, down trees. It was really hard to even get to Sea Ranch yesterday, and we had a platoon of crews working together side by side with the fire district. Transportation, Public Works, county workers, and PG&E all working to get those roads cleared yesterday, and were able to open them up along the coast. So they are working hand by hand and side by side on all that. And we work very closely. As I say, we are looking at, I'm just updating it as we speak, we still have 8,200 8,300 customers without power as of this morning. As of right now, I just checked, and so we are trying to get to those people who have power outages. We're also want people to know that if they need support, we do have a shelter that is open at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds that will remain open as long as we need it. And we are providing support wherever we can. So I can try to help you if you need to get a hold of somebody from PG&E to come on this morning. I'll work with you and see if we can get a hold of somebody.
Paul, I'd really appreciate that. As I said, Daniel Trusius has been very diligent about trying to contact PG&E. We even got an email from a KSRO listener, and she was very unhappy about the lack of availability from PG&E. And I absolutely believe that she was correct to make that complaint. I'm disappointed. Larry Olson.
Just real quick, this might seem like a dumb question, Paul. But does it matter at all that these two storms are coming on the weekend? I mean, a lot of people, less people going to work, but as far as people being out because it's Saturday and Sunday?
It makes no difference. I mean, we're going to have our emergency operations center is working around the clock, and we will have crews on board through the weekend, and our crews will be out there supporting and watching the river very carefully, dealing with what issues come up. So in some ways, it will actually be better. But the concern we have, obviously, is people wanting to go out and see the storm damage, see the high river waters. And we really continue to encourage people to avoid the sightseeing. This is not the time to do that, particularly with new storms coming along the way. We're really concerned about people getting stranded along roads, and we just don't need to trouble our first responders with trying to rescue sightseeing. So we want to continue to encourage people to not do the rubbernecking and to stay home this weekend. It's another good weekend just to stay home, clean up from the holidays, and we will be out there, and I'm happy to. We will be providing updates throughout the weekend via SoCo Emergency.org and our website.
Sonoma County Public Information Officer Paul Gullickson. Paul, once again, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for these updates. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your work. We appreciate you getting the word out to the